Dr. Pinsky dictating a male I am in, Rodrigo, R-O-D-R-I-G-O, Perea, P-E-R-E-A, Atlixqueno, A-T-L-I-X-Q-U-E-N-O. Rodrigo Perea Atlixqueno is a 33-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 6/28/22. Apparently he was accompanied to the evaluation by his sister to help serve as a translator. Apparently conveys he was cutting grass in a rider-type mower and the machine flipped over. Apparently this pinned him to the ground and his body twisted. Apparently as a result, he believes he injured his groin, comma, left knee, comma, back, comma, and right hand. Period. He was seen at Concentra / Virtua emergency room the next day. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment for remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He did undergo surgery on the left knee on 3/15/23 and completed his course of active treatment on 8/15/23. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Atlixqueno alleges he was on a ride on mower when it tilted downhill, causing petitioner to be pinned under it on 6/28/22. Period. Injuries included his right hand, comma, groin area, comma, pelvis, comma, low back, comma, left knee, comma, and left leg. Period. Medical records show he was seen at Virtua emergency room on 6/29/22. Period. His blood work was unremarkable, and x-rays did not show any acute abnormalities. Period. He denied any head trauma or loss of consciousness or blood thinner use. Period. He had been experiencing left knee pain since the fall. Period. He had been seen at urgent care, who redirected him to the emergency department. Period. He underwent x-rays of the left knee, as well as a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis. His results will be inserted here. Period. He was then treated and released. Period. New paragraph. He followed up at Concentra with Dr. Weingart, W-E-I-N-G-A-R-T, who noted the mechanism of injury and brief course of treatment to date. Pretty's left knee was painful and swollen. Pretty was diagnosed with left knee injury, comma, groin injury, comma, abdominal pain, comma, trauma to the bladder. Period. He was referred by this provider to the emergency room. Period. After being released from the ER, the petitioner was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz on 11/21/22. Period. He learned that the petitioner had undergone an MRI of the knee, but did not have any follow-up. Period. He did return back to work, but had difficulty standing and walking for more than 15 to 20 minutes. But he also develops left-sided low back pain radiating into his left leg. But he also had numbness and discomfort on the dorsal aspect of the right hand, ring, and small finger. Period. Dr. Lipschultz diagnosed left knee internal derangement, comma, left hip, lower extremity tendonitis, comma, rule out radiculopathy, semicolon, right hand contusion with irritation, comma, dorsal radial sensory nerve. Period. He allowed the petitioner to continue full duty and wanted to review the diagnostic studies that had been performed. Period. On 1/16/23, he had received these records. Period. He explained the only complaints at that time were left knee and left groin, with no mention of low back discomfort. Period. For that reason, it would not be considered part of his claim. Period. He discussed the possibility of a cortisone injection to the left knee. but he wanted to wait until an MRI was performed. Period. MRI of the left knee was done on 1/26/23. Let me insert it here. Period. Doctor Lipschultz reviewed these results with him on 2/6/23. Period. Corticosteroid injection was given, and he was provided with a knee brace. Period. He followed up through 2/27/23 when they elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. On 3/15/23, Dr. Lipschultz performed diagnostic arthroscopy of the left knee. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was, quote, left knee normal exam. Period. End quote. On 4/24/23, Dr. Lipschultz wrote he had been seen 4 to 5 weeks status post-surgery. Pretty had done his physical therapy. Pretty was cleared for full duty and was able to squat and single leg hop. Pretty had full range of motion with no instability. Pretty was happy with how he had done and was discharged from care. Period. Physical exam. Abdomen normal, groin normal. General appearance with his right leg outstretched. At the waist, he complains of pain in the left knee. That does not make physical sense. Period. Hands, wrists, elbows normal. I'm sorry. Upper extremities normal. Hands, wrists, elbows normal. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed portal scars at the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. The rest of that is normal. Knees normal. Cervical normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral normal. And impressions on 6/28/22. Rodrigo Perea. At the Trueno, tipped over in a rolling, in a riding lawnmower. Period. It fell on him and caused his body to be twisted. Period. He did not experience loss of consciousness. Period. He was seen the next day at Concentra, who quickly referred him to the ER. Period. While there, he had normal x-rays of the left knee and unremarkable CT of the abdomen and pelvis. Period. There appears to have been a long gap in care between that ER visit and when he had a need for treatment evaluation by Dr. Lipschultz on 11/2/22. Period. He wanted an opportunity to review the diagnostic studies and notes to date. Period. Left knee MRI was done on 1/26/23 to be inserted here. Period. He did not respond fully to therapy or injections. Period. Accordingly, on 3/15/23, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found there to be portal scars about the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Had full range of motion of the knee without crepitus or tenderness. Period. There was no palpable tenderness, and provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Period. He had full strength and mobility about the upper extremities, including the hands and wrists. Period. Exam of the abdomen and groin were negative. Period. However, with his right leg outstretched at the waist, he complained of pain in the left knee that is non-physiologic. Period. It is quite telling that the surgery of the left knee found normal intraoperative findings. Period. New paragraph. He does not appear to have sustained any substantive treatment relative to the right hand, comma, groin, comma, pelvis, comma, or low back. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to these regions. But there was also 0% permanent partial disability at the left knee and left leg. Period. He has been able to return to his full duty capacity with the insured, speaking to his high functionality. Period. He also wisely stretches his ligaments 10 minutes on a daily basis. period. And that is the end.